Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Pei Aleph, Shabbos 81, and today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara discusses certain things that a person is allowed to do in order to help themselves go to the bathroom, even though we might have thought otherwise it would be prohibited to do these actions on Shabbos, but because of the necessity for human dignity, these things will be permitted. So says Rava, Aser Lamash Mesh Petzor B'Shabbos, Gederach Shemash Mesh B'Chol, that they used to use a stone as like a form of an enema to help the body relieve itself, and so Rava says it's prohibited to use these things, it's prohibited to manipulate themselves with this stone on Shabbos in the manner in which they do it during the week, because there's a concern that in doing so one will pull out hairs from their body, and that's prohibited on Shabbos. So Maskefla Marzutra, Marzutra says Lestuckin, so the person is going to become in danger, they're gonna put their health at risk because of this concept. So the Gemara says, yeah, to Achar Yad, you're allowed to do it, but you have to hold the stone in a different manner, not the way you normally hold it. So really it means just holding it with two fingers instead of your whole hand. So says Rabbi Yanai, Im yesh makom kavua l'beis hakiseh. So since we're talking about going to the bathroom, he talks about moving stones for the purpose of cleaning oneself. They used to use the stones as a form of toilet paper. So Rabbi Yanai said if there is a place that was designated for the bathroom, then you can move several stones melo hayad with your full hand. So even though you don't need all of them, you can move them all at once in order to clean yourself through the continuation of Shabbos. And if it's not a fixed place, then you could take one stone kehechreya with a smaller size than the full size, which is like basically like the size of a nut. And meducha ketana shel besamim, and meducha which is a vessel that they used to use to crush up the spice, such a utensil which would generally speaking be prohibited to use under these circumstances. Amar Rav Sheshes Im Yeshalah Eid, if there was a sign on it that it had already been used for cleaning oneself for, as like a form of toilet paper, mutter, then you'd be allowed to move it on Shabbos in order to clean with it, because since it was already dirty, it's obviously the case that it's standing there ready to be used as like a toilet paper and not to crush up spices. So the Gemara says, well, wait one second, how are you going to use a thing that's already been used already? You're going to use toilet paper that's already been used? But so they challenge Rosh Hashanah. We have a principle, Asar Dvarim Mevinas Adam Uday Tachtonios. There are 10 things that cause a person to have hemorrhoids. How can it possibly be that case? Because we learned that these are the 10 things. One who eats leaves of a reed, one who eats the leaves of grapevines, or the palms of grapevines, the branches of grapevines, and murigi behema, somebody eats the flesh of an animal in the part where it wasn't smooth, or below malach, or he doesn't add salt to it, vishidro shel dog, somebody who eats the spine of a fish, vidug maliach shel bishel kol tzarcho, or he eats a salty fish that was not properly cooked, vashote shimmer yayin, or one who drinks the dregs of wine, vamekanech besid, one who cleans himself after the toilet with lime, uvacharsis, or with crushed brick, or betzror shekineach bochavero, or if somebody uses a stone which his friend had already used as a toilet paper. So if that's the case, how can a person, how can our Gemara be saying you can use something that's already been used when we know that this is dangerous? Another thing that you're not supposed to, that also brings about hemorrhoids, is afatoatzmo bebeis hakiseh, one who suspends themselves and going to the bathroom. In any event, how could the Gemara be advocating for this use of the medocha, which is like this thing to crush up the spices, when we've already seen that in a situation where it's already been used, when we already know that the case is that you're not allowed to use something to clean yourself if it's already been used? So the Gemara's answer is lokasha habalach habayavesh. Well, it depends. Is it moist or is it dry? If it's moist, then it's disgusting, you can't use it. But if it's already dried, then presumably it's permitted. Or alternatively, b'yisema kan mitzad echad kan mishnei tzadim. Well, there's one side. If your friend used one side of it, you can't use it. But if your friend used both sides, you can't reuse that stone. But if you only use one side, then you can use it. B'yisema hadidei hadechavre. Well, another answer is if it's your own stone, then you can reuse it. But if it's your friend's stone, then it can't be used. So So Amroi Abayu Rav Yosef, Yardua Gashamim Vinitashtashu. No, there's another possibility that the rain came down and basically dissolved the feces that were on, and under those circumstances it would be permitted. So the Gemara says that's not a good solution. Amroi Imhaya Rishuma Nikar, maybe another possibility is if it's just you could see that it was a recognition that it was there, but it's not. But nevertheless, it was just faded a little. So then, under those circumstances, it would be permitted. So now the Gemara asks the question: Bamine Rab Bar Shil Mirav Chista Mal Alosim Achrav Lagag. Can you take up these big stones with you? These special stones to your roof in order to use them for the toilet. And the concern here is that it's a lot of work to do, and so therefore, would it be permitted to do this enormous amount of work? And so the answer Rav Chisda gives to Rabbi Bar Shila says, Gadol kavod abrios shedochas lo sasei batorah. So great is human dignity that it pushes off even a negative commandment of the Torah. And Rashi says the source for this is the idea that an elderly person or a distinguished person is not required to return an object if it's beneath his dignity. And so we see from here that even though there's a negative prohibition about doing things, so great is human dignity that it overrides a negative commandment of the Torah. And that's why the Gemara is discussing in length about going to the toilet, because it wants to teach us this powerful, powerful spiritual lesson that even more important than human dignity, even more important than certain laws of the Torah, and we have to look at it very carefully, which laws, under what circumstances, but the basic principle is so great is human dignity that it overrides a negative prohibition of the Torah.